I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we were just, Mark had just asked a question. And Ken, I wonder if you would go ahead and address the question.
Well, I'll take a shot at it. I don't claim to be the Bible answer man or anything like that, but he asked about the significance of blood in the Bible and other places. The blood sacrifices of the globalists are, of course, a satanic, occultic counterfeit of the truth. Life is in the blood, the Bible tells us, and it's talking about bios life or biological life. There's two kinds of life talked about in the Bible. One is bios, which is zoological or biological like animals have, and the other is real life, which is really in God himself. Now, when the Bible talks about death, it talks about two things. It talks about the end of that bios life, like when an animal dies, for example, and the expression being cut off means to be separated from. So when that animal dies, they're separated from the rest of life. That cut off also means, in the spiritual sense, that we've been cut off from the source of life. That is God himself. He's the source of life. Without God himself, who is eternal life, we don't have eternal life. You see, man was born or actually created on this planet. Adam had eternal life. He was not going to die. And God told him, in the day you do this, you'll die. Well, of course, what that meant was he was cut off from God at that moment. Now, if you take a, you cut a flower off in the garden, it's connected to the roots and it's got a source of life. But if you cut the flower off and bring it in the house, you can put it in water, do all kinds of things, it will eventually die because it's cut off from the source of life. So when Adam fell into sin, he was cut off from the source of life. And that means that all of his aunts, all of his descendants were also cut off. So what happened was we needed somehow to reconnect that. So the purpose of the blood, at least Jesus Christ's blood, was to have a pure bloodline that would be eligible to reconnect that back to God. And that's what the significance of Jesus Christ was, by shedding his blood, by being willing to give up that which man coveted, which was his bios or temporary zoological life, to give that up in exchange for eternal life. So you give up that which you can see with your senses, that which you can believe in exchange for trusting God for something that's invisible and not incomprehensible to us. So then the whole idea of the blood sacrifice of the animals was simply a sign. It was a symbol. The blood animal sacrifices, we're told time and time again, cannot save you. They cannot blot out your offenses. They can only cover them temporarily. So God set up a system with his covenant people that said, okay, you can sacrifice these animals in this way, and I will use that like a covering until Shiloh comes, until the truth comes, who will blot out your offenses. So if you're in Jesus Christ, there's no sin in him, and no sins are counted against you. If you're not in Jesus Christ, your sin remains. So that's the significance of the blood. It really has to do with those two kinds of lives and how they exchange. I hope that wasn't too complicated.
No. I could follow it pretty much.
Great.
One of the things, Mark, that is amazing is from Adam in the garden, eternal life would have continued on forever with Adam had he not sinned. Now, we look at that line coming along, and we take that line through the cross, the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, and through the cross, and all of a sudden, that line now is unbroken all the way out into eternity because of Jesus Christ on the cross. So that line is continuous now. And so when we have Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. So
yes.
Sounds like we got the commercial coming again, and we'll be right back. Mark, thank you for being on, and we'll be sure and call back in and listen to the rest of it as we wrap that up. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back to Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders. We have Ken on, and Brother Ken from California. We have Tim on. You're just joining us. There is a call-in number, 1-800-339-4443. And we were just talking about that bloodline. We were talking about the eternal life. Go ahead. I think you were getting ready to comment on something. I believe that Mark has dropped off the line, and so we do have Mike from Kentucky waiting. So go ahead, Ken, and then we'll get to Mike from Kentucky.
Why don't we go right to Mike, because I think we pretty well said about all we can say in the short period of time
all
about
right.
the bloodline.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I think it was Melissa a while back that was talking about Peggy and – and can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You had mentioned something about this Armageddon, and that the Jews would be called out or saved from the battle of Armageddon. And I think folks have to take the whole New Testament and you can't just throw out scriptures that talk about. And I'm trying to remember what book it is. I'd have to get out my concordance real quick and look it up, but it's the verse that talks about gather first the tares to be burned and then get the wheat and put it in my barn. And see, that's out of sequence from what a lot of people think of as the rapture. And certainly sounds like that's what they're talking about. If you don't take, you know, the whole thing in context and other verses that people point to that point toward this catching away, and you know, the other thing about when this is to occur, I don't know what you're going to cover exactly when you get into Chronicles here, but I think a lot of people have to look at when these things are supposed to occur. Like your show is called Sign of the Times. Maybe you could do a show sometime or a segment on the whole subject of signs and when it's appropriate and when it's not to seek for a sign and things like that, because I think there's pretty dire warnings of given about that very thing, about why does this generation seek for a sign? They will not be shown one except to their condemnation. So it's a careful walk you have to...
You know, signs, the original signs, were really given for the Jews. It was a sign to the Jews. It says the Gentiles seek wisdom. The Jews were seeking for a sign. And so that's the reason why you saw Jesus doing so many miracles in the Gospels. You saw miracles continuing for a time.
Yeah, those were spectacular.
It doesn't say that the miracles... Yeah. So, but it's amazing. But really, the Jews were seeking a sign, and he was the sign, and they didn't see it. So, that's a good point, brother. We will do a whole program on the signs and relooking at the significance of these signs and what to look for.
Is your connection
a lot of? Go ahead.
Is your connection garbled at all on your end? Because you're using this Skype technology, and there's times when it sounds okay. There's times when it just gets really garbled, and it's hard to understand what you say. You said something earlier about the shed blood, and the word came out hard to determine what the word shed came out a while ago. It was a little bit off color on my end about what it kind of sounded like. So sometimes this digital compression is just compressed too much. I mean, they're really splicing things up on us here and paying. I think we're paying more for less in some cases on this
Amen.
Digital technology.
I wonder if that might not be a sign, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Carl, you there?
Ken, we need to look at the shed blood. I don't know how that came out.
You better skip that word, Carl. That word is not coming out good.
I better skip that word.
Okay. Call it spilled or something else. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to talk to the engineer, and maybe we'll go to a regular line instead of Skype. Skype seems to be having a problem, and I don't know if it's Skype or us or what it is. We've also got John on from Tennessee. Let's go to John, and we got to get back to Tim. He's been hanging on there all this time. And John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Carl and Ken. I just wanted to make a comment while we're on the topic of Hagee. You know, there was a time, Carl, I agree with you, that he was putting forth a pretty good message. But if he has come to the point where he's giving any other way, I don't care if you're Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or if you're from Japan or Bangladesh, if he's presenting any other way or some kind of an irresistible grace because they happen to be Jewish. To me, Carl, he's way off track, and it's heresy. Christ told us that no man comes to the Father but by him.
Amen.
That's right.
And, you know,
you're right.
He didn't come and say, hey, I'm your Messiah. But even Caesar said, are you the king of the Jews? And he said, you say. You know, I mean, he was there. The signs were there. You know, your program is the signs of the times. They had the very same thing that we have now except they had the Old Testament, and they were looking for their Messiah. And when he came before him, you know, they were, in my opinion, the Jews that died prior to the coming of Christ were looking forward to the cross. And the Christians that are coming to Christ now are looking back to the cross. Doesn't take any more faith or any less faith for you or I to look back as it did for them to look forward. There's still one way. They were looking for the cross.
Amen. And hey, John, I'd like to share something with you and some of the others that's just happening. And that is, and it's been happening for several years, but it's apparently been increasing a great deal. And I can't give you the sources because I don't want to jeopardize missionaries that we know in the Middle East. But just to use your example, the fact that there's still only one way. Muslims in almost every country in the world now are experiencing an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They're having dreams and visions, and these dreams and visions are not about the coming mullah or any of those other things, or the Mahdi or the Fifth Amendment or whatever it is. They're all dreams and visions about Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, as God Himself. And
well,
many,
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Abraham, you know, Abraham wanted the blessing to go to Esau.
Ishmael.
I'm sorry. And God told him pretty much, in a John's paraphrase, don't worry about Esau. I'll bless him.
Amen.
Now, then you look in the book of Joel, and exactly what you're saying is, and I was aware that this was going on in the Middle East, and it's going on with Muslims in America.
Yes.
The book of Joel says that in that time, that your old men will dream dreams or have visions, and your young men will dream dreams. I may have that backwards, but the book of Joel says that. And I believe, Ken, that it's not limited to Muslims.
Right.
I mean, I could tell you of a vision that I know I had September 12th, of 2001, when I was in a room on September 11th with a room full of people that said, hey, buddy, we're going to war. We're going to get us some Arabs. And I said, you know what? You're right. We are going to war. But I said, this is a war like none other. This one, fellas, is spiritual. This is God against Satan beginning today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's a spiritual warfare. And I had a dream that morning about 2 o'clock in the morning on September 12th. Went to the kitchen to get a glass of water. A vision, really wasn't a dream, and looked out and saw what I believe was a war in the heavens. I mean, it was lightnings and there was no storm. It was lightnings and there was no thunder, but it was just as real to me as anything I've ever experienced in my life. And I believe it was a vision that God gave to me, pretty much telling me, here we go, John, hold on. I've told you about this all your life, and you're going to live it. It's an exciting time to be alive. This is no time for a Christian to in any way be living in fear. This is not the time. This is the time when you ought to wake up and look to the east every morning, because he's coming.
Praise
now,
God.
That's my feelings on it. We may disagree, but I believe he's coming. And we're going to be ready to go. Hopefully, you and Carl on this program will bring many, many people to the Lord just through your testimony.
Well, we pray so, John. And I know Carl and I both have dreams and visions in the past, too. We're not glorifying ourselves with that. But the only point I want to make was that even in these dreams and visions, to people who are non-believers, they don't ever tell you there's another way. And I think that was the key that I was trying to show anyway.
Well, I had heard that about Hagee, that he was pretty much, you know, all Jews are going to be saved. Well, if that's the case, if there's another way, I believe that that's his chosen people. I mean, Jesus Christ was a Jew.
That's right.
Let's not forget that. But if there's any other way for a Jew because they happen to be Jewish, then God is a respecter of persons, because he tells me he's not. That can't be true.
That's right. Jesus could have stayed in heaven because nobody needed him, right?
That's it. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
Well, we've got the commercial coming. Yeah. Thank you, John. And be sure to call in again. This is Signs of the Times with the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times. This is your host, Carl Sanders. Ken, Brother Ken is on the line. And Tim, we haven't heard from you in a while. So, Tim, why don't you give us some of your thoughts?
Well, Carl, I was just thinking, and I've been thinking for a bit, Tim, about this. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
You.
Okay. I was just thinking, you know,
Yes, right.
Our nation really is in a bad way, and our nation really needs to turn back to God. But it needs to be done on an individual basis, and we need to be examples. I was thinking about the generational curse, okay, and how God says he lays before you two pathways, blessings in life, cursings in death.
Yes.
And what has happened in our nation, or what I see, is they've turned away from God. We need to turn back to God and begin to disciple our own families to walk in the ways of the Lord. And you said you were going to bring out something in Second Chronicles, and I think you were going to bring out, if my people are called by my name, right, shall humble themselves. And
yeah,
I think
in fact. Now, hang on a second, and let's just go to 2 Chronicles 7:13, and then you and Ken can both take a look at it. But 2 Chronicles 7:13 says, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people. Okay? So here we've got the conditions that we have right now. We've got droughts and we've got all of those kind of things, and man, it's amazing. Then in 7:14 it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. People have wicked ways? Well, that'll get you. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, listen. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. So there's 2 Chronicles 7:14. And Ken and Tim, let's just take a look at that right now. I think it's the right time for it. And God is telling us exactly the solution to the problem in this nation today. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. What I see there, Carl, is, I mean, I've heard that scripture used for years, New Year's resolutions. They use that scripture. But James speaks about being doers of the word, or we deceive ourselves. And we really need to humble ourselves before God, because we don't have the answer. And as Brother Ken said, Jesus is the answer. So we need to seek him for the answer. And what I teach is there's not really any good thing comes for me outside of the presence of God. But when I humble myself and I pray and I seek his face or his presence, it's then, you know, you're sorrowful for your sin, you know, and you can turn from your wicked ways. It's not a carnal quoting of the scripture. It's an actual action. It's a doing of what God is requiring here. And he gives grace. He gives his influence to the humble. He resists the proud. So I really, if Amen. We did this scripture, I'm trying to learn how to do it. I want him to heal my land and my family and those that I minister to. So, Ken?
Ken?
Sure, I'll take a look at it. You know, it's the same setup that we have in James 4:7, where he says, you know, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, he'll flee. And that's a condition and a fulfillment. If you resist the devil before you submit to God, he doesn't have to flee at all because you still belong to him. It's the same thing here. This is a classic, it's not a syllogism, but it's a classic philosophical setup. It's a if-then. The if is the condition. If you don't meet the conditions, you don't get the promises. In America, we have so many people who want the promises, but they don't want to meet the conditions. The conditions is to abide in Jesus Christ. That's a condition. To be in him, not just hear about him, not flap your lips about him, not read about him, but just as in Job, to know him, to see him for yourself, to be in his presence. So let me just take a moment to look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, and let's look at what the condition says, so that we are clear if we want to have the answers, if we want to spare this country, if we want God to spare this country, we need to know what the condition actually is, and then we can try to meet that condition. And, of course, the condition is going to have to be met by going to God and let him do it. Don't misunderstand me. This is not something you can accomplish in your fleshly body. But here's what it says. It says, if my people, for the first thing is, it's only God's people that he's going to listen to. But he goes on to explain what that is in case there's any doubt. Oh, I'll come back to it, Carl.
Okay, here comes the commercial, and right after the commercial, we've got Joe on from North Carolina also, but Ken will continue with that line on 2 Chronicles.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Sanders, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network. Joe from North Carolina. God bless you, Joe, and it's good to hear you. I'm glad you're on with us.
Hey, Brother Carl, how are you doing this morning?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can
Hello?
Hear you, Joe. How's things in North Carolina? Yeah. Are you there? Yeah, I
can you hear me?
Now.
Okay. Hey. Hey, Carl, I just wanted to comment. One of the callers a few minutes ago made a statement that I've heard before, and I just wanted to ask a question about it. They made a comment that those in the Old Testament were looking forward to the cross, and we're looking back to the cross. And I have read the Bible through a couple of times, and I don't find anywhere in the Old Testament where the word cross is not even found there. And, I find no reference to the fact that the Messiah was going to die on the cross. We find references to he would suffer and bear our iniquities and things, but nothing specifically said he was going to go to the cross. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, even when Jesus himself told the disciples that he was going to die, you know, they argued with him and said, you know, that's not so. And Peter even cut a man's ear off when they came to get him. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I've heard a lot of people say that. And we know Jesus had to die for our sins, but we're looking back. We see what recorded what did happen. But I just want to throw that out there. Somebody else has found something that tells us that the Old Testament saints were looking forward to the cross. I'd just like to know where that is because I hadn't found it.
Well, Joe, you're right. And it doesn't. It's not any place in the Old Testament. That is a saying that a lot of people use, and I appreciate you bringing that up because they didn't know about the cross.
That's right.
And in Isaiah, you don't see that. And so, yeah, it sounds good.
Right.
But it doesn't. It's not biblical. And so, the cross is the cross, and the cross was the instrument used for the sacrifice that gave us, eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so,
right.
And I thank you for bringing that up, Joe. Ken, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, briefly, the way I look at it, and again, I understand what he's saying, there's no such reference, but I think the concept that they might be trying to say might be said a little better this way, that the, I'll call them Jews, that's not the right term, but the Jews who died in faith, and there weren't many of them, they died in faith believing in the Messiah who would come to save them from their sin. And we now die in faith believing in the Messiah who did come and who's coming again. But there is one place where we're told, at least one place where we're told that the Messiah would be killed. And that's in Daniel 9, where it says he'll be cut off but not for himself.
Right.
So that's just one place to look. Carl, I'd like to come back to that 2 Chronicles 7:14, just because I think that's kind of the theme we're looking at today. You got a moment for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, again, we have to understand where it's given. Solomon prays when he's dedicating the temple, and God appears personally to Solomon, and this is what he says to him. And so we need to first look at who this promise is addressed to. Now, sometimes there were promises made by God to the Jews, which were just a covenant. You know, he had a covenant with the Jews, which included the law and the sacrifice and so forth. Those are not universal principles necessarily. Those are a covenant. But there are a lot of things he said that were beyond the covenant. For example, Abram was not a Jew, and neither was Job, but yet God counted them righteous for different reasons. So I think 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's the part I want to focus on, is also a universal principle. And it says, if my people, so we first need to find out who the condition is addressed to, because this narrows down the field a lot. Every American can't claim this promise. Every Russian can't claim this promise. Every Hebrew can't claim this promise. It says, if my people, and in case there's any confusion about it, he says, which are called by my name. Now, an alternative translation says, upon whom my name is called. But however you look at it, it means this. These are people whose life witness is so great that other people recognize that they truly are followers of Jesus Christ. So it's not just someone who says, I'm a Christian, but someone who other people say is a Christian. So this is someone who lives the true witness, who, is, as Tim said, abides in Jesus Christ. So that narrows it down a lot. So if you're in that group, if you want to see America saved, you first got to be in this group because yours, the only prayer that's going to make any difference. You can pray to Buddha all you want to. Buddha's not going to answer you. You can pray to your ancestors. They're not going to answer you.
Amen, brother.
Okay, you can pray to God, but if you want to pray to God and be answered, you better be in Jesus Christ. You better be one of these people. Okay? So if you're one of these, if you're not one of these people, I ask you to get there because we need help in this country, folks, and we need more people in this category so we can get the answer. But if you are in this category, here's what you have to do. Humble themselves. This goes along with Jeremiah 9 and James 4:7. We don't have the answer. We're not the answer. We can't do anything. We're just humans like everybody else. But we know the answer. We can go to the one who has it. So we need to humble ourselves and realize, God, I'm nothing. I can't do this on my own. I'm not going to trust in myself. I am not my own God anymore. I'll humble myself. And then I pray. And that's where a lot of people stop. I'm going to pray. That's not what it says. Pray means to communicate with, to discuss things with Jesus, but that's not the answer. It says, and seek my face, which means you pray until you come into his personal presence. When Solomon prayed, in this very scripture, God appeared to him. He came into the presence of God. And that's what he's saying to here. My people humble themselves and pray until they know they're in my presence. And there's one more thing. They have to turn from their own wicked ways. Are you and I wicked, Carl? You betcha. I'm wicked to the core. I'm as simple as you can get. And my only righteousness is in Jesus Christ because I can't save myself. So I need to repent of my own wicked ways. And then I'm ready to claim the promise. And God says, if, and all those things are if, then he says, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal the land. So I hope that helps people understand where we are. You know, we can't just go and claim promises and name it and claim it and blab it and grab it, as you say. We need to meet the conditions to get the promise. And we're not meeting the conditions in this country. We better get straight. Praise God. Amen.
God, Ken, I appreciate that, and appreciate what you said. Joe, you got a comment, or Kim, a comment on that? I that's what we wanted to do this morning, was dissect, take apart 2 Chronicles and 7:14, and really, it's my people is a specific group of people, and those people are there because they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they're walking in that. You get in the presence of a godly man, you know he's a godly man. You get in the presence of people who really are walking with the Lord, you know you're in that presence. It's all over the place. We sing songs like Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. And I often wonder, is the Holy Spirit coming down through the air conditioning ducts, or is he, no. When the Holy Spirit is in his place, it's because he's been brought in by the godly people who are in that place. He's not, that when that building is empty, there's nobody in it, there is no Holy Spirit in that building. The Holy Spirit resides in us, and then when we come into a gathering together, we could be in a barn, we could be in an aircraft hangar, we could be in a church, we could be in a building, but the Holy Spirit is, and so we're talking about Spirit-filled, and I don't mean the charismatic mess we get into. I'm talking about Spirit-filled Christians, the presence of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit will be in that place. So comments, Joe, still there? We lost Joe. Ken, are you still there?
I'm still here. How about Tim?
Right. I'm still
okay.
here.
Okay. Yeah. Tim, are you still there?
I am, Carl.
I think, Joe, we must have lost Joe. Yeah. All right. God bless you, Tim. That, you know, to me, there is no other way but through Jesus Christ. And so that's really what we're talking about here is God's people. And Ken, you're right. We need help. We need people to fall on their face, seek God's face. And I don't mean fall on their back. That's unbiblical as can be. We need to fall on our face before God and seek God. The righteous always fell forward. Go ahead, Tim. Next week, Tim will be on with me as kind of a co-host, and Ken's going to be running off doing some things, taking some well-deserved time off, and we sure appreciate my friends and the people that come on and help me. Go ahead, Ken.
Carl, I'd like to just kind of what Ken was saying. You know, the if is a really big word in that in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and you know, another scripture that kind of goes right along with it. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And it's like, how poor are we? You know, how poor are we to see our spiritual need? We're really a very poor and needy people. We need the Lord to move in our hearts and in our land.
Amen. Amen. Tim, I think sometimes people think poor means broke, but maybe it's a broken. But we need to be humble and poor in spirit doesn't mean to be destitute of spirit. It means to be humble in spirit. And so that's what a look at Second Chronicles. And Ken, your thoughts?
Yeah, see, that's why I said 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a principle throughout the Bible, because if you look at the scriptures, I think that Tim mentioned James 4:7, you really could say, if you submit unto God, then resist the devil, he'll flee. See, it's the same principle. It's the if-then. First, you know, submit. You recognize your need for God, which is what it means to be poor in spirit. Poor in spirit means you're not haughty and proud. You're humble before the Lord your God, which means actually you're rich in spirit, because you realize that it's not you that's doing it, but it's him. It's the same principle all the time. Now, the whole idea is to recognize that he is God and we are not. And that's what happened in the garden, of course, was that Adam made a decision that he wanted to be able to make decisions on his own, that he wanted to be his own God. He wanted to keep all the blessings of God, but not be submitted to God. He wanted to be out from underneath the order of things and be able to make his own decisions, but keep all the goodies for himself. And that's really grown up, and that's the sin nature in man, is that we want to be like God without God, but we want to enjoy his creation as if it's our own. And now we've come to the place where we dream that we made it ourselves, that it just happened and we can just take it. Because, you see, if we confess that God created the world, for example, and all the good things in it, well, then we're thieves and robbers and liars if we steal his stuff without giving him credit for it. That's all we are. Well, you know, man doesn't like to be called a thief. So he dreams up and he invents in his wild imagination this concept of evolution. Well, what a wonderful concept. If we just evolved, well, then nobody's responsible for the world. Nobody owns it. It doesn't belong to anybody. There's no vineyard that you can steal from. And so we can steal all we want to and not be called thieves. But that's not the truth, people. We are thieves. If we do not give God the glory, as it said in Jeremiah, don't glory in all this other stuff. Give God the glory. He's the one who created you. He's the one who created the earth. He's the one that owns this planet. He's entitled to the fruit from it. The fruit of the womb is also his reward, and yet we're stealing from him and not giving him the credit for anything, and we are thieves, and we should recognize that we need to repent of being thieves, understand that God owns it all, submit unto him. He won't take the goodies away from you. He made them for your pleasure. He intends you to enjoy life, to enjoy the air you breathe, to enjoy the water that you drink, to enjoy the food that you eat, to enjoy the creation of the trees. All he meant you to enjoy them. But recognize that you don't own them. They didn't come by accident. They belong to God, and we owe him something for that. We owe him the glory for it, the praise. That's kind of my follow-up on that part. Go ahead.
Well, praise God, Ken. Well, I just was thinking about that. I think about the in this program today, we've been talking about the solution. And the solution is there. It's so simple. And even in those verses that we just read in James 4 and 2 Chronicles 7:14, the solution is very apparent. When are God's people going to start looking at the solution? We have become a gospel-hardened nation. We have... I see people, passing out tracts. They just hand out a tract and they have their head down. They aren't excited about what they're doing. And the guy walks on, or they leave them in the restroom, or they leave them wherever. And that's good. That's better than nothing. But when are we going to be bold enough to stand up and say, "Hey, let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you how I came to know him. Let me tell you and then live your life in such a way that people can see that. And I was in an assisted care facility the other day and asked to come and have a dinner with these folks. And I'm going to tell you something. You could look around that facility and you know the old saints, the ones that have been excited about the Lord and walking with the Lord, and you could just see it all over them. Nobody had to tell me this one's a Christian and this one's not and this one, this one, this one. And I'm not saying that I have great discernment in that area, but I watched them for a little bit. I sat there at the table and I watched how they handled themselves, and it wasn't but just a moment, and all of a sudden you knew what was the most important thing in these people's lives, 80, 90 years old people. Well, here's the music. It's time for the commercial, and we have one more segment, a short segment. We're going to wrap that up with prayer, and in that last segment, this is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting with Carl Sanders.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Welcome you again to Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders, and Ken, Brother Ken, my co-host, and Tim, who's going to be with us over the next couple of weeks helping me with the program, co-hosting, and the next couple Saturdays anyway. Ken and Tim both, let's wrap this up. One of the things is a brother in the Lord, Paul Collins, who's been on the program, is the hospital in Missouri. I had a four-way bypass. He's conscious and this type of thing, but he's seen got a lot of problems. His kidneys are shut down and this thing. And believing our prayer and knowing what prayer can do, and knowing that the prayer has already done miracles in Paul's life, in this particular situation. I just like to remember him in prayer and remember our nation and our leaders. I just want to use this time for some prayer. And Tim, why don't you pray, and then we'll let Ken pray and kind of wrap it up. And we've got about 3 minutes in this segment, and then we're done for the day. And we're going to try to get these technical problems solved for next week. If it's my computer, we'll do whatever's necessary. Or we'll see what it is. We think it might be the Skype system. Anyway,
Lord, I lift up your church, Father, that you would open their eyes, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that the words that were spoken today, Lord, might pierce the people's hearts, Lord God, that we really need to come back to you. I pray, Father, that you would help us to do that, Lord. And, Lord, that as we come to you, Lord, I know that you will receive us. Help us as a nation, Lord. Help us as your people display your light and your glory to the lost, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, I just thank you and praise you for your goodness to us. I thank you for our brother Paul, who we wish we had time, Lord, to explain the power of prayer, where the doctor said he really had really no hope and things were absolutely horrible. And you've already turned so many of those things around. And we just give you praise and glory for it. We ask you to completely heal his body, restore him to full functioning, return him to his wife as a whole man and to his congregation. And we give you the glory for it, Father. And we also ask you to open up the eyes of the people that may have heard today or through some other method or mechanism, Lord, that we have a need to become your people. If we are not truly abiding in Jesus Christ, even if we think we are, even if we've been in church for a million years, if we realize, because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that we are not truly your people, we need to come to you and repent and ask you to truly save us and deliver us from our sin. Lord, we have sinned. We have used all kinds of things that are not ours to use. We've not given you the glory. There's so many things, Lord. We've addressed symptoms and not the problem. And we've concocted answers and not you. But we want to turn to you now with our whole heart and ask you to hear from heaven and heal our land. In Jesus' name.
Ken, I thank you. I thank both of you. I thank all our guests today. This is Signs of the Times with the Public Broadcasting Network. We'll see you next Saturday. God bless. With